Rock, sport and talk.
Full time with Matt Jones.
This is Radio City Talk.
It's time for our non-league feature. We do this every Tuesday afternoon at 3:30. Get a different local non-league club and speak to them about what's going on at the moment. And for Southport, there have been some particularly important and exciting announcements over the last week. So let's speak to their CEO, Natalie Atkinson. Good afternoon, Natalie.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Great to have you on again. Now, I'm looking at the Southport website in front of me, and the plans that you have announced over the last 7 days are thoroughly exciting. Could you just explain a little bit about them?
They are. We announced over a week ago now at the Southport Theatre and Convention Centre, and this is the first phase that we're going to go into as of the end of this season, 23rd of April, with the aim, well, it will be open in July for a big pre-season friendly. We're redeveloping the grandstand, which is the current Merseyrail stand at the football club. So it's a complete refurb inside, new seats, new roof, new bar area, new corporate facilities, new changing facilities, physio rooms, washrooms, and new toilets, and a complete redesign. That's phase one. Then phase two will be a new stand on the popular side of the ground, as well as covering the Blowick end, which I call the away end, covering that as well. So fans get a better experience in terms of having a cover over them when they're watching the game. And in the new stand, there'll be conference facilities, boxes, seats and office as well. And that will happen the end of 2019 season, going into the 2019-20 season. So lots happening, as well as all the grounds maintenance, the off-season development of the actual pitch. And then we'll go into a kind of phased approach in terms of redeveloping the pitch as well, because if you're playing on there and as a fan, you'll know that it is undulating in some areas, so that does need some work as well. So a lot of investment going into the ground. We did that public consultation with over 1,500 people came that evening, which exceeded our expectations. Real positivity and a real vibe. We had the chief executive from the council come as well, Margaret Carney, as well as the mayor of Sefton, as well as all those really important fans and businesses that are in Southport. And it's created a vibe around the football club that's just absolutely positive at the moment. And then on Saturday, I know that we had new fans, old fans, young people coming to the ground. We did a ticket initiative anyway, free tickets for children. And it's the first time in a long time we've had 1,600 people into the ground. So a really, really good week for the football club. And then last night we did a public consultation again at the football club with our neighbours, because it's important that we work with our neighbours, and their comments and thoughts are really important to us as well. So we had lots of neighbours come along last night as well, and again, really positive.
It's just so exciting and ambitious as well, but I kind of think that when a club shows that ambition from the top, it is then reflected by the local community, and that's why more people are maybe coming out to see you.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're starting to create relationships with our community. So young children, and I've said this from day one, children and young people are a future of this football club. We've missed generations of fans. Hence the free ticketing to children from primary schools for the game last Saturday. We will continue to do that. We will continue that through our community programme, which has an education in schools pillar to it, which is about us going into primary schools, delivering breakfast clubs, after school clubs. And a benefit for those children being part of that is they can be a mascot for the day, they get a free ticket for mum, dad, grandparent, auntie, uncle, whatever it might be. So there's lots happening. Obviously, the capital investment and the stadia development is a big part of what will happen over the next couple of months. Our community programme will commence in earnest from September. And then we've got lots of other things going on as well. The new season tickets are announced next week. so fans can buy their season tickets all online. We've been announced two new initiatives this year, a family season ticket, which is £300, and a new initiative for children that are resident of Southport. If you're under 11, you can become a mini port, so a mini Southport fan, and you get a free season ticket, as well as invited to the ground on your 7th birthday. You'll receive a shirt and a photo with a player. So lots and lots going on. But it's all really, really exciting times for the football club.
It definitely is. And Southport, I guess, are in not a unique position, but they are a fair distance from Liverpool and Everton's ground, and from Preston going the other way as well. So that there is a huge catchment area for you to get those fans in.
Yeah, I mean, we live in, we're in a town of 90,000 plus people. And then if you look at the surrounding areas, there's quarter of a million people that we want to access. We want them to come to the football club. You have a great day out. It is about family, it's about children, it's about young people, but it's also about respecting those fans that have followed the club for 20, 30 more years. And we've got to cater for such a wide demographic within the football club, and we're very respectful of that. So we're taking out, when we had the launch last week, we're very respectful of everybody's views in terms of, because everybody's got a different view, haven't they, in terms of what will happen at the football club, but you have to be respectful of that, and move things at a pace that's suitable for the community as well, and we're doing that. So it couldn't be better at the moment. On the pitch, you know, we're absolutely flying. We're doing fantastic on the pitch as well. Yes, we had a little dip on Saturday against Alfreton, but we play York this evening at York. So we're hoping for a win this evening.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time with Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Natalie Atkinson, the CEO of Southport, about their brilliant new stadium plans and all the community initiatives that you've just heard about there. £300 for a family season ticket is remarkable value if you want to go and see some live football. And if you want to see the video of this stadium plan as well, go to their website. There's a great layout of what is going to be happening. If we just talk about the game against York tonight, and you mentioned the slip up at the weekend, but still, I think only 6 points off the playoffs. York are in fifth place themselves. You can still dream.
We can. Well, anything can happen in this league. You know, we've had six home wins on the bounce, which was a club record for us. Yes, disappointment on Saturday, but you can't win them all. We'll bounce back this evening. We've got fantastic manager, fantastic management squad. We've got a brilliant football team, and I know they'll bounce back this evening. And when I saw a couple of the players at the training ground on Monday, they know they've got to bounce back. They know we're so passionate about this football club, and we've got a desire to win off the pitch and on the pitch as well. And as you know, my job is to make sure that the management and the football squad have the best experience and the best ground to play in. They have the right kit, they have the right welfare, they have the right physios, they have the right sports science and nutrition. That's my job to ensure that we do that. And everything that I do in terms of my job in working with my team around sponsorship, hospitality, advertising, the community programme is raising the profile of the football club so people come and watch the great squad that we have. So I know they'll turn it around tonight.
Well, it'd be brilliant if they did, because, well, you've already turned it around from the last time we spoke. I think
we
that
have,
was in January. And back then, you're only just above the relegation zone.
Yeah, we were. And, you know, we've gone on a fantastic run. We're in 11th place at the moment. We, you know, a couple of wins, a couple of losses, and the change in your position within the league can change week to week. You know, we've seen it at the top of the table with Salford and Harrogate. We've seen it at the bottom of the table. You know, we are fighting for that playoff place, and I believe we've got the squad to do that. We've got a busy few weeks ahead of us. So we play Darlington away on Saturday. Then we've got a home fixture against Salford on Monday. And then we're another game the week, obviously a week after is Nuneaton. And then we're away again to Blyth. So we've got a busy few weeks. But the team, the squad are fit, they're healthy, and you know, we're always researching about the other team that we play. We've got a lot of sport, really good sports science and welfare that helps those players. So, you know, busy few weeks, but it's an exciting kind of run into the end of the season, and that's what you want really when you're part of the National League. It's an exciting league to be part of.
Rock, sport, and talk.
This is Full Time with Matt Jones.
Radio City Talk.